How long does it take to be a doctor? It takes really long, and in the current scenario, it's forever. And you better be ready with another source of income. Hi, I'm Dr. Amrita Basu, and you're listening to the Health Wealth Bridge podcast. I started my training in 2000 and finished in 2010. That was the formal training part. But getting enough experience to start my own practice took even more time. But I'm an Indian doctor, and different countries have different course duration and rules. In India, in the current scenario, with a bond after every PG degree and subspeciality, super speciality, post PG qualification, the total training duration and bond duration and amount can be considerable. All DMMCH students who learn at a government medical college have to work in a government hospital for a bond period of 3 years or pay 30 lakhs in West Bengal. That's not all. For PG degrees, the bond amount can range from lakhs to crores depending on the state. Luckily, I didn't have this problem when I did my PG in 2007. A lot of things have changed. More colleges, more seats, all good things. But there are more reservations, more suicide rates, more attrition of doctors from the country and from the profession. I was happy to join a government medical college in a district in West Bengal, India. It was a chance to give back to society and it was a chance to go back to our roots. But in districts, the setup is still a glorified village hospital with impossible patient load and expectation. And quality medical teaching is a challenge. The worst part is you never stop doing night duties. If you take leave for any reason, you not only have to adjust your duties, but come back and do double duty. Because the leaves are not leaves, but end up being exchanges of work days. The worst part is the myth of free healthcare is so deeply entrenched that the people will pay for big parties, but while getting operated, they want best treatment for free. The societal expectation for their own health and healthcare is squared. But I don't want this to be a rant. It's a blessing to be a doctor. It's an even bigger blessing to have a chance to help those who really need me. But that's all in God's hand. What I can do is just do my work and pray for the best. Healthcare needs doctors to be in the right number and in good quality. There are simply no shortcuts. I'm not even discussing the medico-legal aspect because that's an entirely different cup of tea. If National Medical Council, the Indian government, doesn't do a ground reality check, it just might be a better idea to be a self-help guru, a health coach, a life coach, a nutritionist, or even a self-certified doctor, also known as a quack, than a registered medical doctor in the very near future. The bonds are scary and not for the faint-hearted. A big reason for poor mental health issues in many, and there's few things going for the current state of medical education. But the good news is things must hit rock bottom before they can get better. So maybe one day people will all be so healthy, disease-free, addiction-free that a doctor or hospital will not be needed. That, I think, is the ideal health of the people for a nation which is truly empowered. Or maybe it's utopic. This was a part of the Block Chatter A to Z challenge and was just something I wanted to vent. I will also be talking about a book called The Spiritual Anatomy. Books are the best way to learn about things which make me curious and we were not taught at school. The Spiritual Anatomy by Daji is my book for review today. Daji is a serial entrepreneur turned spiritual guide whose happiness journey is quite interesting. It will also make a very good story for the big screen. The best part is it's also inspiring and insightful. It talks about finding the center within and the journey of spirituality inside. The book is divided in sections according to what's the area of spiritual anatomy you want to work on. You learn about the different chakras and how they work and how to find the center within. Life will give you whatever experience is most helpful for the evolution of your consciousness. How do you know this is the experience you need? Because this is the experience you're having at the moment. This was said by Eckhart Tolle. Daji gives us bits and pieces of his life and learnings throughout the book. It's an interesting book taking on a journey within to find a stronger, calmer, clearer self. I like his dividing the book into different sections depending on the area of work. It's like the blooming of an internal flower. If you're someone who wants to try meditation with your spiritual anatomy as your guide, then this book is a must read. It's definitely a good way to become a more mindful self. Since Daji started his journey after raising kids and running a successful pharmacy business, you realize that this journey into a spiritual self started during his age, possibly of the Vanaprastha. That in itself is crucial. He was attracted to asceticism at a young age, but was guided back to his home by the words of a wise monk. Life choices are not easy. They are not meant to be. Anyone who works on the path of self-discovery realizes the journey and the destination are both highly coveted. You have to start the journey somewhere, and this book is an interesting option for those who like to work inside out. I will share the 7 lessons from the book Spiritual Anatomy, which really inspired me. Number 1. Our goal is to evolve our consciousness to discover greater meaning and purpose in life and to achieve our highest potential. The caterpillar grows into a butterfly even it doesn't wish to. You can grow into your own potential willfully. Here, willfully actually means obstinate determination, but in a good way. That is with the full force of your will. That's special about the human life. We grow physically, mentally, and spiritually, and our growth across these dimensions comes from the choices we make and the actions we take. When the heart is at peace, the mind is at ease. Self-realization is the ultimate goal. Your journey from what you are now to who you ought to be, the truest expression of your potential. Book name is Spiritual Anatomy. It is about meditation, chakras, and the journey to the center. Author is Daji, also known as Kamlesh D. Patel. He was born in 1956. He is a Padma Bhushan awardee. Also known as Daji among his followers, he is a spiritual leader, author, and the fourth in the line of the Raja Yoga Masters in the Sahaj Marg system of spiritual practice. He has spent the last 4 decades training people across the globe in heartfulness meditation. He enjoys going to nature walks with his grandchildren in Kanha Shantivanam, India, where he lives with his family. His other works include The Heartfulness Way, Designing Destiny, The Wisdom Bridge, and of course, The Spiritual Anatomy that I just talked about. The official overview of the book describes it as, when we think of well-being, we often think of our mental, physical well-being, tending to our bodies and minds to find peace, purpose, and connection in our lives. But as Kamlesh D. Patel, affectionately known as Daji, the spiritual leader of the Heartfulness Organization, at fourth in line to the Raja Yoga tradition illuminates, there's a third system we too often overlook. It's called the Spiritual Anatomy. It's time to have a look at that too. The cons of this book that I found was, though it's not a religious text, which is okay, but there lies the basic confusion in the storytelling, because the author wants to appeal to all the religion without mentioning the birth of meditation, yoga, and why that works. That is something I wish he had written more about for better understanding about the root of what is working here, even if in the addendum or in the more of to read section. If that is a deliberate choice, that's good too. But if you want to reach the center of your soul, you might need to know the center of the yogic meditation, where it all started. However, that's just my mindset and thought. So will I recommend this book? Absolutely. It's a book that will slowly guide you on your journey towards finding your deepest aspiration, a calmer self, your highest potential, and just your own spiritual anatomy might what work for you. Remember, this is not medical advice. I am not promoting it as a medical content. I am promoting it as a book. I was gifted this book by the Book Chatter, part of Blog Chatter book review program, and this is my own review. You were listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wellbridge podcast. Stay happy, stay healthy, and always listen to your gut feeling.